Holmes glanced at it and then handed it to me. "You see," he said with a significant raising of the eyebrows. In the light of the lantern, I read with a thrill of horror, "The Sign of the Four."
"In God's name, what does it all mean?" I asked.
"It means murder," said he, stooping over the dead man. "Ah, I expected it. Look here." He pointed to what looked like a long, dark thorn stuck in the skin just above the ear.
"It looks like a thorn," said I.
"It is a thorn. You may pick it out, but be careful, for it is poisoned." I took it up between my finger and thumb. It came away from the skin so readily that hardly any mark was left behind. One tiny speck of blood showed where the puncture had been. "This is all an insoluble mystery to me," said I. "It grows darker instead of clearer."
"On the contrary," he answered,
"it clears every instant. I only require a few missing links to have an entirely connected case." We had almost forgotten our companion's presence since we entered the chamber. He was still standing in the doorway, the very picture of terror, wringing his hands and moaning to himself. Suddenly, however, he broke out into a sharp, querulous cry.
"The treasure is gone," he said. "They have robbed him of the treasure. There is the hole through which we lowered it. I helped him to do it. I was the last person who saw him. I left him here last night, and I heard him lock the door as I came downstairs."
"What time was that?"
"It was 10 o'clock, and now he is dead, and the police will be called in, and I shall be suspected of having had a hand in it. Oh, yes, I am sure I shall. But you don't think so, gentlemen? Surely, you don't think that it was I? Is it likely that I would have brought you here if it were I? Oh, dear, oh, dear, I know that I shall go mad."
He jerked his arms and stamped his feet in a kind of convulsive frenzy. "You have no reason for fear, Mr. Sholto," said Holmes kindly, putting his hand upon his shoulder. "Take my advice, and drive down to the station to report the matter to the police. Offer to assist them in every way. We shall wait here until your return." The little man obeyed in a half-stupefied fashion, and we heard him stumbling down the stairs in the dark.